yesterday, big tech changed forever after Google lost the most important legal battle of its life, a fight against the U.S. Department of Justice that started back in 2020, claiming that Google violated U.S. antitrust law and cheated at monopoly. The government called Google a filthy monopolist who used illegal tactics to crush the competition and stifle innovation. Google's lawyers clapped back and said that was outrageous and salacious, but the judge agreed with the feds.
Guilty.
And just like Standard Oil and the American Tobacco Company, Google is now officially required to wear the illegal monopoly dunce cap. But everyone cheats at monopoly. Apple, Amazon, and Meta are also fighting active antitrust cases. In today's video, we'll find out what these cases are all about, why Google lost its fight, but most importantly, what does this mean for the future of big tech, and how do I get rich off of it? It is August 6, 2024, and you're watching The Code Report. Things used to be a lot different back in the 90s. Horses were still the primary mode of transportation, hemp was legal, and Coca-Cola still had cocaine in it. But 1890 was also the year the Sherman Act was passed, a law at the time that was targeted at big oil, big tobacco, and big railroad to prevent anti-competitive activities that made it impossible for competitors to enter the market. Google broke Section 2 of the Sherman Act, which has two provisions, the possession of monopoly power and willful acquisition or maintenance of that power that's not a consequence of a superior product. In other words, to break the law, you need to both dominate the market and do so in ways outside of building a better product. Google controls 88% of the domestic search market, and I think most people agree that Google has a superior product. I get way better results from it than Lycos or Excite, and its AI no longer recommends I jump off the Golden Gate Bridge when I'm feeling sad. But Google got into trouble with its exclusivity deals, like when it requires its search engine to be the default on Android devices, its deal with the Mozilla Firefox browser, and its insane deal with Apple, where it pays them 36% of search revenue to the tune of $20 billion per year. Basically, the judge said these deals were anti-competitive, and now Google will not pass go and will not collect $200. Well, actually, we don't really know what the penalty is yet, and that's to be continued in a separate trial. I highly doubt it'll be like what JFK said right before he went to Dallas, to shatter Google into 1,000 pieces and scattered into the winds. It is possible Google could be broken up into multiple different entities, like maybe it has to divest Gmail and Android, but the tricky thing about Google is that its search business makes so much money, it's able to subsidize these free projects like Gmail and Android. If Gmail were on its own, we'd probably have to pay 10 bucks a month to use it. But if you talk to someone like Microsoft, who was accused of being a monopoly back in 2001, things might not be so bad. A more likely outcome is that Google faces some kind of fine and then contractual restrictions on these deals. And that could actually be a good thing for Google because then Apple can't rake in cash while doing absolutely nothing of value except maintain its own monopoly. Speaking of which, Apple is also being sued by the U.S. Department of Justice for maintaining a monopoly. Many people will defend Apple's walled garden to their death, but the feds think that Apple is actually tricking you by using things like privacy as an elastic shield to justify abusive business practices, among many other things. Apple also got into trouble with the EU and was required to open its payment service to competitors like Epic Games, and now Fortnite is finally coming back to the App Store. But Meta is also facing a lawsuit for monopolizing the social media space with anti-competitive acquisitions like Instagram and WhatsApp. Then Amazon is also fighting its own monopoly battle, where it's accused of taking advantage of its sellers with anti-discounting measures and contracts that favor its own products. Now, if any of this comes as a shock to you, it's time to wake up. You don't become a trillion-dollar tech company by not being evil. It's a brutal cutthroat game. As a tech company, you either go bankrupt as a hero or live long enough to become an illegal monopoly. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.